Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports speaking to another Dream Team athlete. We'll go to softball this time, and it's Natalie Moore of the Grandview Eagles, a freshman catcher, sometimes pitcher, sometimes just about everything, and an offensive weapon for sure for Coach Don Jeffries and the Grandview Eagles. And Natalie, I just want to first off say congratulations on the award and just kind of fill us in as to how you found out.
Yeah, thank you. I actually watched it live. I watched you guys announce it live, and I watched all the softball girls be announced, and I was the last one to – I was super excited. Yeah, I listened to you guys announce it live.
When we're going through and revealing the members of the Dream Team and we get through nine girls and you haven't yet heard yours, what's going through your head at that point?
Honestly, I didn't think I was going to get it at all, listening to all the other amazing players that were being announced. I didn't think I was going to get it, and when they said my name, I was just shocked.
Well, we're happy that you got on there. You said it. So many talented softball players have made Dream Team, eight of them, including yourself, from the Jefferson County area. A couple of them, Hillsborough Hawks, you know, such as Emma Nichols and Kelsey Boyden. I know you're a freshman, and a freshman at Grandview, but as you heard those names, and I'm sure you're familiar with quite a few of them, the fact that you got grouped with them as a Dream Team athlete, what do you think that says about you as a ball player and about just Jefferson County in general?
I mean, I think it shows me as a ball player that I'm dedicated and I like to work, and it definitely shows that Jefferson County is not just Jefferson County. We're definitely athletes that are out here to compete and play.
I want to run through some of the stats. We're not going to run through all of them because there's a lot of great things that you did, but you had 8 top 10 finishes in the St. Louis area, which includes players from Missouri and Illinois. 3 of those top 10 finishes were actually where you led the region in these categories, with 7 triples, a 1.423 slugging percentage, and a .635 batting average. You also had 2 top 2 finishes, where you had 43 runs driven in and a .725 on base percentage. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that as a freshman softball player at Grandview that you would put up those kind of numbers?
No, definitely not. Not in a million dreams I would have thought that I would have done that. It's just crazy that I came out here, especially I thought with playing in high school now I'm going to have to be playing against. I could play from freshman to senior, so I definitely didn't think I was going to come out and compete the way I did.
And not only did you, you know, have top finishes in those categories, but then, you know, you were good enough to make first team all district. You were unanimous selection for first team all region. You just sort of kept piling on the accomplishments. When you know, as you're experiencing all of this and getting all these awards and whatnot, or these recognitions and what have you, how does that, you know, sort of, how does that make you feel about what you could potentially still do with 3 more years as a softball player?
It makes me feel great. It doesn't make me want to stop. It makes me want to keep pushing harder and harder, see what else I can get, and just keep moving forward. I can't let these just settle. I have to keep pushing farther and get better.
All right. Very well. Don Jeffries, of course, stepping in as a softball head coach for you guys. What was his impact on your game?
I mean, impact is huge. He definitely put my name out there for me. He always had my back. He was probably one of my biggest fans, and it was great. I would love that he stepped in, picked up the team for us.
Tell us a moment or two that sticks out to you about this season when it comes to, you know, things that happen between the lines.
I'm actually going to say one of our other girls. She was a senior. Her name is Katie Husky, and she hit her very first home run in our last district game, which I thought was pretty amazing for her. So that was big. It's always great watching your teammates make the plays that they never thought they could have in a million years, and it's just great watching them succeed like that.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. Hey, what's the secret to a 14-year-old hitting 7 home runs?
Actually, I'm going to say my hitting coach, Randy Viehaus. He's great. But my main thing at the plate is I have to control the box and make sure to find the pitch that I want. I foul hers and I hit mine, so I make sure that I take charge of that box and I hit what I want.
All right, very well. I know being an area Dream Team athlete is a pretty special thing, but you're also the Grandview Softball Soaring Lady Eagle of the Year, so essentially team MVP. That was sort of, I guess, the first big award that you got. What was your reaction to that?
It was great. It definitely showed me that I have to keep pushing, and it was great to know that what my hard work did, I got it paid off, and I got recognized for it. So it was great that I got that award.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, hey, keep at it, Natalie. Thank you so much for joining us here today, and congratulations once again on making the softball dream team.
Thank you.